Let's talk for a moment about the laws of programming. Now, when you're asking for help from the other side, asking for help from higher intelligence, asking for help from the mental or spiritual dimension, it's important to remember just who you're talking to, just who you're asking for this help. They have wider concerns than you do. We tend to think of ourselves, think of our own needs, and when you start asking for help, they help on a more global level. So if you really want to get the help and you really want the other side or the spiritual dimension to help you, then let's keep some ideas in mind when we're asking for what we want, when we're picturing the solution. The first one is, do unto others only what you like others to do to you. Now, remember we talked about being a liaison, an interface, a conduit, to stand with a foot in each realm, one in the mental, one in the physical, and that we see what's going on in the world and we bring through us the solution. So if we were a pipe or a conduit and we bring cold water through us, it will make us cold. If we bring something warm through us and balanced, then it will make us warm and balanced, just like a pipe or a conduit. So the old thing about do unto others as you would have them do unto you is an instant reaction, because whatever you ask to come through you and whatever you put out is going to affect you immediately. So ask yourself, if I was on the other end of this, would I like this? Would it help me? And so that brings us to number two. Let's pick something that's possible. Let's pick something that you can believe, something that can be done. Now, as you move through this program, you're going to actually be doing things that a month ago you thought would be some kind of miracle. And as you keep practicing and using the conditionings, you're going to find that things are going to become normal to you that will seem like miracles to others. So when we talk about what is possible, that could be changed as you start to use these techniques in the program, as you listen to the conditioning cycles and become better at changing these so-called impossible miracles into your everyday doings. So when you're choosing a solution, let's keep it in the realm of possibility. If we need more money, let's ask for some more money. Let's say we're not going to have $10 million by tomorrow. Let's keep it believable, something that you can add your belief to. The next thing, again, remember we're talking to the other side that's trying to help us here on the planet. So we must make it something that will make this planet a better place to live. Because when you get help from people who want to make this planet a better place to live, you might as well ask for the kind of help that's going to come across. And then the solution must be best for everyone concerned. Let's keep a balance here. Situations that aren't balanced, like a chair, tends to fall over. So let's keep it balanced between your needs and their needs and see how you can weave those together. Then the solution must help at least two or more persons. Let's have a little wider focus about other people's needs. Let's treat these situations in an organic way. Let's treat other people like we were all in this together, like we were all on the same team. And if you program this way, if you use these laws of programming to help others, your thinking will begin to change, and you'll be more and more in tune with the spiritual side, with the mental dimension that wants to help you anyway. And as you become more and more in tune to that frequency, you'll get more and more help, sometimes without even having to ask for it. So that eventually you practice these techniques enough, you use these things well enough, so that you don't have to sit down and say, oh, here's another problem. You start getting those solutions as situations unfold. So remember, when it says laws of programming, let's not change them around a little bit. Well, let me just get a little bit more for me this time. Let's keep it even and balanced and remember who you're talking to and who you're asking for help. Wouldn't it be great to have the email address of the other side of higher intelligence? Wouldn't it be great to just send them an email and say, look, here's the problem I'm having. Could you please send me a solution from your vantage point? From a vantage point that can see so much more than I can? Well, that's what the mental video is designed to do, to help you inform the other side, inform the spiritual side. Look, here's what's happening in my life. Can you please help me with this? And here is a possible solution that would help me and benefit all the people concerned. You're reporting this situation to them. Now they need all the facts. So be sure that when you're creating a mental video, that you really focus on what the situation is. Now, most people like to call these problems. I like to call them situations. When we call a set of circumstances a problem, we are emotionalizing it, we're taking a snapshot, we're condensing it, and we're coalescing it and making it dense and tough to deal with. So let's start calling them situations. So you see the situation that is before you, you report that in your mental video, and then you make another video of a possible solution, your best guess at that time. Your best guess of what would be perfect and complete and balanced for everyone concerned. And then, just like on the email, you click send. And that night, when you go to sleep, you'll be entering and standing there at the Delta doorway, and that's where the message can be transmitted. Now, you go to sleep and go through the Delta doorway every night. So a wonderful way that Jose put this course together is let these people use exactly what they're already doing every day and let them use it in a special way. So you go to sleep every night, you go down to the Delta doorway every night, that's where the email is transmitted. Let's talk about the Delta doorway. Jose Silva says that we come through a doorway of consciousness onto this planet. And that as we are, shall we say, localized in a physical body here, that the brain waves of that fetus are at delta. And then as the fetus gets a little older, they move up into theta. And then around 7 years old, they move up into alpha. And when we hit puberty, we move up into alpha. So every night when we go to sleep, we have these sleep and dream cycles, about four per night. And they take about 90 minutes. And we go back down through alpha, and we get to 10. That's where we're usually dreaming. That's where our intellect goes deep enough to make some sense or just to hear what's being sent to us from the spiritual realms, from the mental realms. We pass down through that. We go down through theta, and we go down to delta. And we are right next to the doorway that we came through to be on this physical plane. That's why Jose Silva says use these mental videos to send them through that Delta doorway and set up a pattern and set up a line so that we can get information from the other side. Now imagine if you were in a building and in this building there were so many people. And they needed some guidance. They had problems. They needed guidance. They needed to know what to do. They needed help from higher intelligence. Well, like Jose talked about, if you're in the desert, make sure you drive the water truck. If you're where there's a famine, make sure you drive the food truck, and you'll always have water and food. So make sure that you are bringing help from the other side, and you'll always have help. So the job I would volunteer for, the job you volunteered for by purchasing this program and by practicing is to stand at that Delta doorway and report through the doorway what situations we're having, what things need to be solved, where we're having difficulties, and send that email through the Delta doorway and then receive that reply and put that information out in that building, out into the world. You can stand in that doorway and be a liaison, an interface, like the keyboard is an interface for the computer. And you can report what's needed and bring the information back, and you'll always have help. You'll always feel connected. Your life will flow along like a lazy river. That's how you use the Delta doorway. That's what this program is about, allowing you to take your place, the place that human beings were hardwired to take, to stand with a foot inside that building and a foot outside that doorway, and be this liaison for higher intelligence. What a great purpose to live out on this planet. So let's give an example here. Let's look at an example of how the physical works and how you can use mental video for the spiritual help. Suppose you were at a computer factory, and here come all these boxes out the end of the factory, and they've got a complete computer in them. And it just so happens that you need a computer with different components. You need to take a few things out. You need to put a few things in. You also need a computer that's a different color and a longer power cord. So what would you do? Would you set up outside the factory, and every time a box rolls off the line, open the box up and pop the case on the computer and start changing out all these parts? That's how most people live their lives. They're out there on the physical end after the product's been completed, and they're trying to change things on the physical level. Wouldn't it make more sense to go through that door of that factory, to follow those boxes, to follow the production line, and go back to the source and get in the mental dimension of that company or that factory and talk to the designers and ask them to change the design? And then naturally, the changes would float through the system, and they would start putting different components in there. It would be the right color. It would have the right length of cord. And you wouldn't be putting out all that effort. That's the way the universe can work for you. You can go to the source with these mental videos. You can get into the mental dimension and ask for the changes to be made there. Then, as it comes up from the spiritual or mental level, up into subatomic particles, to atomic particles, to atoms, then to molecules. And as these building blocks are put together, it's put together in another way, a way that is more beneficial to you without you having to put out so much effort in the physical dimension. And that's what we're doing with these mental videos. We're contacting the other side, sending that email across when we're at the Delta door at night when we're asleep. So you can actually be solving problems in your sleep. This program is put together so that the simple things that you do during the day anyway can be turned into what other people who haven't had this program are going to say about you. This guy works miracles. This woman does wonderful things. That teenager, they do things that amaze me. So let's talk about how I've used some of these mental videos in my life. My mother wanted to get 2 acres of land in Texas. And I began calling, just like the person at the end of the factory, open up those boxes, trying to change things, and I felt the effort inside me. And I stopped, and I went back to the designers, and I did a mental video and said, look, we're looking for 2 acres of land. It needs to have all these trees. It needs to be this price, and it needs to be this close to Austin, Texas. So I went to sleep that night, And in one of the conditionings, I pictured it being transferred, the videos being transferred, sent the emails. And the next morning, I got up and got on the telephone. And the calls were very different. And a question came to me, and I said, who do you know that has 2 acres of land? And they'd say, well, I don't know anybody. And I said, well, I know better than that. You know someone. And so they would search their mind, and here comes a name and a phone number. And I called them. They said, no, we don't have anything. I said, you know someone who has some. You know someone who has a piece of property like this. And they said, maybe you better call this man. And they gave me the number and the address. And I called him, and he said, yes, I have a piece of property like that. And yes, I'd love to sell it. I'm tired of messing with it. No one will buy it. I was so excited. I drove out there and looked, and my heart sank. It was full of trash and debris. And then I said, wait a minute, have a little faith here. I lowered my brain waves, went into alpha, just like you're learning to do in this program, and got the message. The trash is there to help you. Now, what kind of message is that? The trash is there to help me? Hey, guys, am I talking to the right guy up there? So I said, the trash is here to help me. And then I realized that man couldn't sell that piece of property with all that trash on there. Surely he would go down on the price of what it would take to clean the land. So we were able to buy the land and saved $4,000 because I took 5 minutes out of my busy day and did a mental video. $4,000 for one mental video. So if you ask me on the street, does this stuff work? Yes, it works. Another time, a woman called me and said, you know, my children, I can't communicate with them. They've got me totally shut off. Could you please come over here and talk to them? She was a single mother. On the way over, I did some remote viewing, which we'll be covering later in the program. Oh, that's the good stuff. I did some remote viewing and saw the situation. They had their backs turned to her, and they weren't listening to her. They had their hands over their ears. And so I made a mental video of that situation and then had a video of them standing on each side of her, hugging her. And I pulled over to the side and sent that off. Now, I learned to get down as deep as I could by using this program. I was able to get down into theta, and I was able to send an emergency email. I got close enough to the delta doorway where I could just toss it the rest of the way, shall we say. When I arrived, the children were very upset and angry at their mother. They were standing there with their arms crossed. They would also cover their ears. They would turn their back on her when she was trying to speak with them. It was exactly the way I had pictured it. That's why you want to practice. It was exactly the way I had pictured it. I sat down and began to talk to the children. Words just popped into my mouth. It was like I was sitting there watching myself speak, and I knew that I was being used as a vessel to speak to these children. They began to soften. More words came out of my mouth. Words about loving your mother, and this is your mother. And look at her face. Look at her face. Do you see that she's upset? Look at her face and see how much she loves you. These words just flowed out naturally. And within about 15 minutes, there was a child standing on each side of that mother, hugging her. I still choke up when I think of it. I showed the mother how to do the mental video that afternoon after the children left. And since then, she says, they have become close. They're a tight-knit family. They love each other. And she said, it was a miracle. And now she's become a miracle worker. just like you can, just like you will, if you use these techniques. Once in a class taught by Jose Silva, and what a privilege that was. And I used to think, oh, this is so special. I'm going to be such a great psychic. The way he put his program together, you didn't have to be in the room with Jose Silva, because the real star of the show is you. You're the star of this program. He didn't have faith in just himself. He had faith in you. And he made the program so simple that you could put his program on CDs. Someone can listen to the program, practice, and do the same thing that a graduate sitting 6 feet away from Jose Silva could do. So once in a class with Jose Silva, a woman stood up at the back of the class, raised her hand, and said, Jose, my husband and I would love to have a child. Medically, the doctors have told us it's impossible for me to have a child. What do we do? Now, the answer that Jose gave her, sure, it has the nuts and bolts of what to do. If you listen closely to the answer, it will give you an idea of his view of the universe and her place in that universe. His answer helped her to take her rightful place with a foot in each dimension and be a servant here and help with the evolution of consciousness here on this planet. He said, what you do is you make a video of you not being able to have a child, how much you want to have a child. And he said, now in your second video, in the solution, he said, before you make your second video, I want you to go deep into level. And that's just doing one of the exercises at the end of each of these sessions. He said, I want you to go deep into level. And I want you to ask the universe, I want you to ask higher intelligence, what great and wonderful things they need done on this planet. And what mind needs to come here to do those great and wonderful things, and ask the universe to send that mind through you. And as that mind comes through me, here's what I will provide that mind with. I'll provide it with education, and I'll teach it all the physical things, and especially I'll teach it as a child how to do these wonderful spiritual mental programs so that it can accomplish these great and wonderful things. That answer still holds me in awe today. Well, she used her mental video, and the word I got back through the grapevine is she did have a child, and it is an exceptional child. So his answer is also an example for you. What great and wonderful things need to be done here on the planet? And what techniques and ability can higher intelligence send you to do these wonderful things, to help people? And later on in another session, we'll talk about healing, remote healing, so that you can help people you've never met.
There's a process for doing the mental video that seems to work best for almost everybody. And so when you have some problem that you need to have some other solutions on, one of the best things to do is you first review it at beta. In other words, you sit down, and I actually get a notebook in front of me, and I get an ink pen, and I mind map the problem I'm having. Let's say I was writing a book, for example. I would write down, I'm writing this book on XYZ. I'm having difficulty making it go right. It feels bad. I know it's missing something. And so then I write out the project. I understand the project. I can now visualize a project because I'm highly digital. I'm highly kinesthetic, so I need to do all these processes so it works good. And then what you do is you go to level using the methods we've already given you in the centering exercise and also on the coming mental video technique. We take you down through physical relaxation, mental relaxation. You go to your center, and then you first supply the mental video of the problem, and then you switch the word problem into the word project. And if you'll notice the locations that you use when you say the word problem, it has a lower location in the energy field. When you think of the word project, that presupposes that there are solutions to it, and you actually access a different portion of your brain, a different portion of your energy field. Now, when you go to level, going down to the centering level of alpha brainwave, you're accessing both brain hemispheres at that time, so you get a lot more solutions. So let's say a child would just think about the imagination of coming up with solutions with a project. Well, he might get 10 things that might work on it, but if you take a child to level, going down to the centering exercise, he might come up with 50 ways of fixing the project at that time. So just changing the word from problem to project will put the mind in the correct search for the answers to the project that you have in mind. Going to level for the centering process will then give you solutions that come in from the right brain hemisphere with remote viewing and remote influence. Now, a lot of people think that remote viewing and remote influence is one way. It's not. See, we have a higher mind, and when we come to Earth, we have certain areas that we're supposed to learn how to develop in. And when we encounter these problems and then convert them to projects, we are making an evolution towards a certain direction to give us the answers that we came down to learn at this time in our life. And so you're being influenced the other way also. And so it's just not one way. It's a two-way communication thing. Now, higher intelligence a lot of times is called by different names with the Silva Ultramind ESP systems. They used to call them counselors or guidance or tutors. And what it is, it's basically you from the other side giving yourself information, because we do have a higher self of ourselves on this. We have the conscious mind here. This is what we think we are. That's the personality. There's much more to us than the personality. So we, at Alpha, get answers from the other side, and the other side is from us in the direction that we're going. I'm going to give an example of this, and the reason I'm giving the example of this is mainly a warning, because this is a very, very powerful tool, and when you use this very, very powerful tool, sometimes the answer is so awesome that it's not just a quickie. It's not just, oh, I got this, now I can go out and get an ice cream cone or something. It's something that takes, you know, 5 or 10 or 15 years of your life, and it puts you in a different track totally. I was writing this book, Warrior's Guide to Dim Mach. And I had this manuscript all done, but it just didn't feel right. There was something missing in this book. It just did not feel right. So I did the mental video technique on it. I went to level. I gave it the project I already had. I said, it doesn't feel right. I'm missing some stuff. I'd like to have the rest of the stuff that fills this in, so I get what I want on this Warrior's Guide to Dim Mach. Well, the answer that came back, I didn't get it then. I didn't get it during the night. But the next day, my wife is talking to me. I'm saying, yeah, that book, I just can't put it out yet. It's just not ready yet. And she throws me a newspaper. Boom. You know, that's help from the other side, because when they can't influence me, maybe they'll influence somebody around me to give me the information. So she tosses me this newspaper and says, hey, there's this lady over in Ashland. She's giving this seminar tomorrow on energies. And I said, that energy stuff, that doesn't work. No, I don't want to go. But I picked up the paper and looked at it, being just polite because I'm huggy-feely. And I looked at that paper and I went, you ever get hooked up to something? And I go, I got to go to this seminar. Actually, that evening, I went out and bought her book and I read her book. And I go, nah, this stuff can't work. But I still had to go to the seminar. So the next day, I go to the seminar and I'm angry. Why am I here with all these people? I'm a martial artist. I like to do action-oriented things. And these are a different class of people than I'm used to. So I sit myself all the way in the back of the class. There's like 152 people there. I'm in the back row. And Donna, she's up on the stage giving this seminar, and her back is towards me, and I'm getting more and more raged. But why am I here? Because what I'm doing is what? I'm full of anger. And so what I'm doing is I'm attracting more and more and more anger to myself. And she turns around, looks all the way over the crowd at me. I guess I must have been flaring like a big red light bulb or something. And she goes, you, I want you up here in front of the class. And I go, me? She goes, yeah, you. She can't even see me from where she's at, okay? So I go up in the front of the class, and she goes, now I want to show you guys how to control anger. And I'm going, no way. She couldn't have noticed anything. And she did a drill with me, and my arm fell down. Now, I'm big, I'm strong, and I'm tough, and I do all this macho stuff. And with one finger, this little lady just dropped my arm. And then she taught me a drill to expel the anger. And boom, and it took about, maybe 30 seconds, and I expelled the anger. And guess what? It worked. The drill now made me strong. And I'm going, wait a minute. I came asking for how to make this book on Dim Mock better, and I'm getting stuff on anger management. This doesn't relate. So I asked myself a little question. Well, if this was to work towards making my book on Dim Mock better, how would it work that way? And anyway, in the next 6 years, I came up with 11 videos on Dim Mock, 3 training manuals on Dim Mock, 5 videos on energy for athletes. Okay, I've came up with all sorts of products that I had no clue even existed before, just because, warning, you get much more than you ask for if you ask for it correctly. And the mental video is one very, very, very powerful tool. And it's just like when Dennis was talking about his real estate investment. You know, he was talking about trash is here to help me. And so I went into this seminar with the idea of getting something that would help me on the book. And because I did, with that segment intending, I got a lot more than just the information that would help me on that one little $20 book. And I got a lot of information that would help a lot of other people too. It would help my family with their health. It would help my athletes. 5 of the videos I came out with was energy drills for athletes, how to make them stronger, faster, peak performance, and also in how to center them better. So there are all kinds of benefits to this. Another question that comes up, if people have bought other products and they have a question like, well, I've already got product X and it teaches me good habit control, and I'm wanting to know where your product will do something that the habit program that I've already got won't help me at. So what's the difference here? And it's a good question. Number one, the habit control program they have is probably a very good program. The point is you have a program that will teach you how to do something under, say, hypnosis, which is a very good tool, but you now don't have the conscious bridge hookup. So you put on the tape, you put on the CD, you put on the headsets, you go down to level, you're basically a zombie half asleep, and you just hear this recording and it goes over and over and over. And after 21 days to 31 days, then the habit has disappeared. Well, you get that with the Alpha Brainwave Silva Ultramind systems. And the thing is that's only a tiny part of what you're getting with this system. The system that we're talking about here is a system for consciously remote viewing. That's having your consciousness go to any place on the planet, to any person on the planet, to any project on the planet. If you have a business project, you can remote view it to see what the future ramifications are going to be. If you have a relationship problem, you can remote view it to see how they think. If you have a health problem, you can remote view it to see what's occurring inside and outside of the body, inside and outside of the energy fields. But more importantly than that, after you've seen the problems, you now can convert them to projects. You now can go back inside and use the advanced phase of Silva Ultramind, and you can actually do remote influencing and fix these for the best of all concerned. And so I would say it's probably 200, 300, 500 times more potent than, say, just a habit control technique. I personally like to teach it so you have control of your own destiny. And that's basically what we're teaching in the Silva Ultramind class, is giving you tools to control your own destiny. And so I suggest that, you know, when you focus on the next conditioning cycle, on the mental video, pay attention to all the drills and just ask yourself the question, if I were to use this, how would I use it for myself the best way possible? Please join me in session 4.